With the sand dumped out into a pile at 200 East and 400 South, artist Ted Siebert with the Sand Sculpture Company is ready to get to work, creating a sculpture of a flamenco dancer.
First thing we have to do is we have to pack the sand inside these what's going to be wooden forms here. And it's going to look like, at the end of the day today, it's going to look like a big wooden wedding cake, and all the sand's going to be packed inside. And then you start carving from the top down.
And he'll be doing that carving in front of some 80,000 people who attend the 2012 Utah Arts Festival.
You just have to kind of tune that out and just focus on the job at hand. It's not so bad now, but when I first got started, you know, 20-some years ago, and I wasn't maybe as quite the craftsman I am now, and I was a little more nervous people watching me because I don't know what I was doing, you know, or didn't know what I was doing at the time.
Utah Arts Festival Executive Director Lisa Sewell was excited to be able to make room for Siebert's work at this year's event.
I've wanted to bring Ted out in the past, but unfortunately, the way the site was configured in the past, we only had the pavers to work with on Library Square, which couldn't support 20 tons of sand. When we redid our site design last year, we were able to bring in a couple other projects. Like last year, we brought in the mobile glass blowing studio, and we were able to create a space on 2nd East.
Siebert's sculptures have recently been featured at an art festival in Milwaukee and around the globe.
For the last 4 years, we've been going to Taiwan and doing a huge festival, and this year we did, we're not positive, but it was close to 3,000 tons. Last year we did 4,000 tons, and those are just monster jobs. I mean, we did a house that was a mansion type of a house that was probably two-thirds scale, and it was, I think it was 24 feet tall.
Now he'll get to work here in Salt Lake City, where Sewell says preparations have been going quite well.
We're almost done with the site setup, and then we're getting all the electrical put in today, and all of the Bud trucks and the beverage trucks arrive today, and then tomorrow all the artists show up.
The 36th annual festival concludes Sunday, June 24th. From KCBW in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson for Utah Public Radio.